Good Wednesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The president sent a letter and a package of clips to Capitol Hill Wednesday, his first major outreach on the trade pact he cut with Canada and Mexico. The letter on White House stationery says the trade deal, USMCA, has received fantastic reviews. It will go down as one of the best ever made, and it will also benefit Mexico and Canada. The letter came with a New York Post opinion piece and Wall Street Journal news story. We thought it was worth noting, Mr. President, if you want members of Congress to be wowed by the coverage of your trade deal, pull local clips for lawmakers that show support in their regions of the country. The New York delegation is about the only group of people that will care about the Post coverage of your trade deal, but it's good to start reaching out.
We've got a first in playbook. The Congressional Leadership Fund, the House GOP Super PAC, has raised $132 million this cycle, and $40 million since July 1st. The Super PAC, led by Corey Bliss, has $45 million in the bank for the last 34 days until Election Day. CLF will file October 15th, so then we'll be able to see who is stroking the massive checks to try to save the GOP majority. The president was in South Haven, Mississippi last night for a campaign rally, where he mocked Christine Blasey Ford's testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The stunning part of this? Almost every conversation we have with Republicans looking to save the House revolves around their trouble attracting educated women.
The monster story of the day, the New York Times' special investigation, which runs 14,218 words, reporting that the Trump family engaged in suspect tax schemes. The New York Times even says it engaged in instances of fraud. This was to increase the fortune he received from his father. The reporting is based on confidential tax returns and financial records that showed Trump received the equivalent of at least $413 million from his father's real estate empire.
The Washington Post is reporting that Michael Bloomberg is dumping $20 million into the Senate majority PAC for Democrats in the 2018 midterms. Bloomberg also said at a dinner last night in New York that he would double his commitment to the League of Conservation Voters Victory Fund to $5 million. The Post is also reporting that ahead of the trade deal with Canada and Mexico, the president said Canada's foreign minister hates America. And Darren Samuelson is reporting that Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller is downsizing with the departure of two prosecutors in what may be a sign that the Russia investigation could be nearing its final stages.
Here's the latest on Brett Kavanaugh. The Huffington Post is reporting that two of Kavanaugh's former classmates have withdrawn their support of him because of the nature of his recent testimony. CNN's Elizabeth Landers tweeted that Dianne Feinstein has indicated the FBI report on Kavanaugh should not be made public. Deborah Ramirez's lawyer, John Clune, tweeted that Ramirez spoke to the FBI for more than 2 hours on Sunday. He called it a detailed and productive interview. Clune also said they have great concern the FBI is not conducting a serious investigation.
Alana Shore and Burgess Everett report that Christine Blasey Ford is demanding an interview in the FBI probe. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president is having lunch with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He will also meet with UN Ambassador Nikki Haley at 1:45 p.m. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.